On the opening day of the Tulsa Farm Show, postponed from 2020 into 2021, John Riles joining us from Midwest Farm Shows, talking about how they got to a point of being able to hold this show during a very difficult time because of COVID-19.
Pretty darn happy to be here, and so that really makes us feel good. And it's just, it's kind of amazing to feel it. It's been over a year since we've last been here, so it's a great feeling.
Now, you know, you have your family, the shows that you all operate, you're across several states, you're based in Minnesota,
right.
And here you are, you've now got two of your shows in Oklahoma. What was the draw to come to first Tulsa and then eventually Oklahoma City?
Yeah, you know, I'd love to tell you there was a real method to the madness, but, you know, my father started shows up in the upper Midwest, you know, a lot of row crop farming, you know, corn and beans and that sort of thing. And then you run into all the challenges up there, which is weather and those sorts of things. And I think they just saw an opportunity down here with great facilities. You know, this facility is huge. You know, up in maybe South Dakota, we have great events, but we don't have facilities that are this large. And really the same thing that goes over in Oklahoma City. So the hope was we could get down here and do three-day shows where the weather wasn't going to be the big challenge. But that's not true. It can really happen everywhere. So we're lucky we're running this show this week and not last week. But we run six events. We start off our year typically right after Thanksgiving in Peoria, Illinois with, the Greater Peoria Farm Show. And then we come here early December, Tulsa Farm Show. And then we go to Vermilion, South Dakota at the University of South Dakota in early January. Then later in January in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We just had that show a few weeks ago. It was a great show. And then next week we'll be in Cedar Falls, Iowa at the University of Northern Iowa with the Hawkeye Farm Show. And then we'll be back down here in Oklahoma in mid-April for the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 15, 16, and 17.
And, of course, last year, again, you had to be nimble enough. You moved into June to be able to take advantage of being in Oklahoma City. And really, you were one of the first events that was in the Bennett Event Center after it was closed down because of COVID.
Yeah, we were quite surprised. You know, we kind of say to ourselves that it was last year about this time at our Hawkeye Farm Show in March where we had an exhibitor or two drop out, and they were kind of an international type company, and we were a little surprised. We just kind of, we maybe scoffed at it a little bit that it wouldn't be a big issue. It was just one exhibitor, but clearly things changed very quickly later in March, and that required us to push out our Oklahoma City Farm Show into June, and we're glad we did it. You know, there's a number of events that have canceled, and that can be the right thing to do. We had to cancel our Illinois show. But where we can have shows, and I think it really helps us to have big facilities like this where you can have a lot of space to work with, right? People can socially distance in here and feel comfortable, I think, doing that. So that's the great thing about Tulsa and also Oklahoma City, a great facility.
And you've had the chance to work with the people that operate both of these facilities, Oklahoma City, now here in Tulsa, and you're doing the right things as far as that social distancing. I know they're asking for masks and these type of things as well.
Yeah, we're definitely asking people to follow the ordinance here. You know, Tulsa has an ordinance which directs people on how to kind of, you know, carry themselves when they're at an event like this. They can find that Tulsa ordinance online, give some more specifics for people that maybe can't actually wear a mask and that sort of thing. So I encourage people to go there and read that Tulsa ordinance if they're interested in, you know, some of the details.
Now, this particular show, all your shows, you're catering very much to the agricultural community, more of a farm and ranch community down this part of the world compared to your other shows. But this particular show especially does have a very strong ranch feeling. And it's really a show that gives these agricultural producers a chance to look at the latest technology, the things that can help them be successful on their farm, on their ranch.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, it really should be called the Tulsa Farm and Ranch Show, but that doesn't fit on brochures and things as easily. So it definitely, that's the feel of the show. That's what makes it different from some of the northern shows that we have. And so it's great to have the livestock folks here. And we've got some of the wheat farming folks here. And you've got a lot of big equipment, you know, and a lot of service providers as well. So, you know, there's a lot of exhibitors here. And, you know, we have had a few people, you know, that just haven't been able to take advantage of the show from an exhibit standpoint this year. But it's a great show, big building, lots of equipment in here. And then we'll be back down here in December. And that's going to come come pretty quick. It's going to feel a little bit quicker when it comes around this year because it's 10 months away.
And so today, tomorrow, Saturday, admission, parking is free, and you got some great things happening.
It's a great facility. There's plenty of free parking, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. today and tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. Opportunities to win $1,000 in show bucks given away each day at 1 o'clock. So you want to get here before 1 so you can sign up for that. You can test drive and win a Spartan mower given away on Saturday. We got Can-Am. They're giving away, you can sign up to win a utility vehicle from Can-Am. So there's lots of things to win and lots of things to see here at the farm show.
And of course, you got Craig Cameron back.
Well, yeah, we always have. We have Craig every year, and he's a great standby for the show. Got a lot of people that come religiously to see Craig every year. We got livestock demos, cattle shoot demos every day as well, two times a day. Craig's twice a day as well. And we got Rusty Ryerson singing for those who want to relax, take a load off. We got Rusty Ryerson singing acoustic here at the show.
John, thank you so much for your time. John Riles, Jr., of course, with Midwest Farm Shows, joining us today at the Tulsa Farm Show.